Lesson 11.
What would you do if you wanted to learn about something? A traditional way is to go to your bookshelf, pick up a dictionary or encyclopedia, and start turning pages. Now, however, you can turn on your computer, connect it to the internet, and start its search program. You just type in the keyword or keywords, click search, and soon you will have what you are looking for. It seems as if anything you want to know can be found on the internet. The range of information you can find on the net varies from gossip to news to the most advanced technological findings. Furthermore, the information is always fresh. New information is constantly added, past files are rewritten, and news reports are broadcast as they come in. It seems we do not need to know or remember anything except how to get information from the net. Or at least there is no longer any need for the shelf space to hold those volumes of encyclopedias. What is being lost, though, is the joy of discovery. In many ways, an internet search is like a package tour, on which you generally know where you are going and see only what the tour organizer has selected. Similarly, what you find in the internet search is controlled by the site's owner or is the result of a computer program. On the other hand, turning the pages of an encyclopedia as you look up an entry is more like wandering through a forest. You may accidentally find something interesting in the entry just next to the one you have been looking for. This may stir up a new interest, which will eventually lead you into a totally different topic. The word encyclopedia originally meant general or well-rounded education. With a traditional encyclopedia, this well-roundedness may be achieved by the discoveries readers make by turning the pages. In comparison, heading straight to the target word through a series of clicks on a computer is rather linear. This suggests that technological changes in the methods of getting information may limit the opportunities for learning.